Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. As we learned in the previous Mishnah, that it's prohibited to dip in the mikvah a kli, a utensil, on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. That was both according to Bishami and Beis Hillel, because you're fixing it, you're making it move from a status of non-usable to usable, from tumbi, from defiled, to tar, to pure, and you can't fix the utensil on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So they both agreed it's prohibited to dip it in the mikvah. The whole dispute was over a person. But utensils, everyone agreed you cannot dip it in a mikvah, both on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. So now Mishnah is going to teach us that there are cases where they actually both agree it's going to be permitted to dip in the mikvah on Yom Tov. Vishavin, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel will agree. Shemeshikin esamayim b'kli evin l'taharan. So what this means is like this. If you have waters that became tamei, became defiled, for example, they touched a dead carcass, and these waters now are tamei, right? So you can't drink them. So what you do is you could put them into a stone flask, a stone utensil. The halacha is that stone is not mekabel tumah, it's not susceptible to tumah, it cannot become tamei. And then you close it up, and you take this entire stone flask with the waters in it, and you immerse it into a mikvah, where the waters in the mikvah are not drinkable. For example, they're salty waters. Then the halacha is that as long as you open up, like, you know, a tiny spout of this stone flask in the mikvah, and then a little bit of the waters, of the tumah waters, come out and touch the pure waters, then all the water in that stone flask becomes tahar. And again, we're not concerned about the actual flask, because that cannot become tumah, it's made out of stone. But now all those waters will become tahar, become pure in that flask. They call this the neshika, because it's like the waters are kissing each other. You just need a tiny bit of the waters to connect, and all the waters in that flask will become tahar, become pure. So that's actually going to be permitted on Yom Tov. And they bring down over here that this method only works for water, strictly for water, not for other foods or other liquids. Okay, so that would be permitted, even on Yom Tov, according to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Ava lo matbilin. You cannot, you cannot dip a wooden utensil into the mikvah, you know, with these tamei waters, because wood is a kabal tumah, susceptible to tumah, it can become defiled. And the moment the tamei waters enters this wooden utensil, okay, the entire utensil become tamei. And then you're gonna have to purify the utensil as well. And you can't take a tamei utensil and make it pure on Yom Tov. Everyone agreed to that. So therefore, don't use a wooden utensil when you're dipping the water, the tamei waters into the mikvah, because that'll defeat the whole purpose. It'll make it tamei, and then you can't make that utensil tahar on Yom Tov that everyone agreed is prohibited, because you're like fixing a utensil. Umat bilin migavel gav. However, you could be tova migavel gav. What does that mean? So from one name to another. For example, if a person dipped into the mikveh utensils in order to be used in a oil press, for example, for chulin, for non-sacred foods, okay? It's called shetpilon agav chulin. He titled it for chulin, for non-sacred. And then he changes his mind and he wants to use it for a wine press, for truma, for sacred. So halacha is, he actually has to dip it in the mikveh again, even though it's pure, because he's upgrading it from chulin, from non-sacred, to truma, to sacred. So it's changing names from chulin to truma. Similarly, if a person had utensils of truma, and then he decides he wants to use those utensils for kodesh, for things that are sacred in the base of mikdash, he has to dip in the mikvah again for the name of the kodesh. And again, this tevila shniya, these second tevilas, they're changing it from its name, from truma to kodesh, or from chulin to truma, right? So these dippings in the mikvah are not taking it out of a defiled state, it's not really fixing it, it's just upgrading it. An upgrade like that, a tosefes tahara, an upgrade in purity, is permitted on Yom Tov. And then finally, umechabura lechabura. If a person dips his utensils in a mikvah, on condition to eat his korban pesach with a specific chabura, a specific group of people, and then he changes his mind that he wants to eat it with a different group of people. So the halacha is that he goes and he purifies his utensils a second time, and he has in mind the chabura, the group that he wants to eat it with now. Now that's really just a stringency. That's not really necessary. But if he goes ahead and does it, so since he doesn't have to, it's just an upgrade in the purity, and that's also permitted. It's not an actual fixing from defiled state to pure state. It's just upgrading the purity status that he has, and that would also be a case that's permitted on Yom Tov. All right, that's Mishnah Gimel. Moving right along to Mishnah Daled. Beis Shammai, Omen Beis Shammai say, Mevin b'yamtiv. So we have lots of machlokas, there's lots of disputes between Bisham and Basilv here. The previous Mishnah, they actually agreed. But here, we're going to go back into the disputes. Bishami om Bishami say, Mevin, you could bring on Yamtiv a shlam, a carbon shlamim. This is referring specifically to the shalme chagiga and the shalme simcha, different types of karbanos. And since they have a tzorech, they have to be eaten by a person on Yamtiv, because a carbon shlamim could be eaten by the owners that are bringing it. Lots of times when they bring karbanos, the kohanim are eating it. But here, the actual people that are bringing it can eat the karbanos. So you, according to Bishama, you can bring it, these karbanos on Yamtiv. It's no problem, because you're going to eat it on Yamtiv. But v'yen zomchen aleihen, you cannot do smicha on them on Yamtiv. Meaning, when a person brings a karban, he has to do what's called smicha on the head of the animal with all of his strength. He takes his hands, he leans on the head of the animal with all his strength. It's a special halacha when you bring karbanos. Okay? And since it's prohibited to be playing around with a animal on Yamtiv, right, it's muktzah, so you cannot do the smicha part of it on these karbanos, even though they're being brought on Yamtiv. Do the smicha part before Yamtiv, and then bring it on Yamtiv. This is the opinion of Rishamai. Avalo olos. Now that is only, this what we just said is going to apply to karban shlomims. But an ola, in Navina olos yachab yamtiv, an individual would not bring a karban ola on Yamtiv, because the karban ola, it is totally consumed on the Mizbeach. And the person doesn't eat it at all, right? So since, let's see over here. Yeah, these carbon olos would be brought, you know, during Chol HaMoed, but not on Yom Tov. Since the individual bringing it cannot eat it, so therefore you cannot even bring it as a sacrifice on Yom Tov. You have to wait till Chol HaMoed to bring it as a carbon. Whereas the Beis Hillel or Beis Hillel say, Mevi'in shlamim ve'olos. Not only can you bring your carbon shlamims, but even the olos. The Beis Shammai said that you can't do the olos, you could bring the olos as well. Mevi'in b'yamtiv, you could bring a yamtiv, whether it's a shalmei chagiga, this carbon shlamim for a chagiga, or carbon shlamim for a simcha. It's called shalmei chagiga, peace offering chagiga for the holiday, or shalmei simcha. Another carbon is the peace offering for joy. And even the carbon ola, which is totally, totally consumed, the owners aren't even eating it, right? Because since it's being meant for the carbonos of the obligation of the day, you could bring it, whether you're eating it, whether you're not eating it, according to Beis Hillel. This zomchen aleihen, and not only that, you could do the smicha on these karbanos according to Beis Hillel. Since their hakravasim, their sacrificing, is going to be permitted on Yamtiv, so then the smicha, the leaning of your hands with full force on the head of the animal, would be permitted on them as well. Because Beis Hillel hold, takeif a smicha shchita, immediately after the smicha is the shchita, is the slaughtering. They don't hold that immediately after the smicha is the slaughtering. Right? Therefore, they'll say, if you could do the smicha before Yamtiv, do it then, even on karbanos that you'll sacrifice on Yamtiv, because they're holding that the karbanos, you know, are going to be muktzah, and you can't really be handling them other than the actual slaughter process. Okay. However, they bring down over here a karban of a nadarim or a nadavos, from vows or from voluntary gift offerings, that even Beis Hillel will agree that you cannot bring them on Yamtiv. Not as an ola, not as a shlamim, because since their zman, their time, is not specifically, you know, for the actual Yamtiv, and you can bring it during the Chol HaMoed, then on those, even Beis Hillel agree that you can bring it, then you should bring it on Chol HaMoed and not on Yamtiv. Because their specific time is not really on Yamtiv. They can bring it on Chol HaMoed. But according to Beis Hillel, karbanos that are relevant for the actual day of the Yamtiv, whether you're eating it or not, you know, you could bring it and you could do the smich on it, it's not a problem. And that wraps up Mishnah Dalet.